Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Proof. Today's podcast is the audio version of a video that I recently shared. I've shared a link to the video in the show notes, along with links to several of the resources that I mentioned in this video. A few days ago, I shared with you a video where I talked about the goal of sharing God's word is always to bring freedom about in people's lives. We see that again in Mark chapter 2, as Jesus goes into this house, it says that he's there to preach the word of God. But there's something else taking place as well. Luke records that the power of the Lord was there with Jesus for him to heal the sick. Well, there's four friends that they hear God's word and they sense that his power is there with Jesus, and they want to bring their paralyzed friend. So the four of them carry him on a mat. They can't get into the house because of the crowd, so they climb up on the roof and they lower this man down. And Jesus looks at this paralyzed man and he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." Now, that tells me that this physical ailment that he had was probably a result of some sort of sin in his life. There was a sin issue at the root of this. But this guy also, he has faith for forgiveness as well as faith for healing. Now, there's people sitting around that are grumbling. Who is this guy that says that he can forgive sins? Only God can do that. And Jesus said, what's easier to say? Think about it. Which is easier to say? To say to somebody, your sins are forgiven? Or to say, rise and walk? He said, but I want you to know that I have the power. I want to give you proof that I have the power to forgive sins. So he looks at this man and he says, stand up, pick up your mat, and go home. And so he stands up, picks up his mat, and goes home. From that point on, if nobody else, this paralyzed man, if he ever wondered, can God forgive sins? He can look down at his legs that now work and say, oh yeah, I'm walking proof that he can forgive sins because he healed my body as well. There's another story in John chapter 9. This one tells us that it was not a sin issue. In fact, the disciples asked Jesus, hey, see that blind man over there? Who sinned, him or his parents? And Jesus said, neither one. There's no sin involved here, but this guy was born blind so that God's power could be displayed, so that there would be proof of his power. So he heals this man. And this man then is called in before the religious leaders, and they said, this guy that healed you, do you think he's a prophet? And I love his response. He says, I'm not sure if he's a prophet or not, but he says, but here's what I do know. I was blind, and now I can see. There's a phrase that has served me well for a number of years. The person with an experience is never at the mercy of the person with the argument. So I've had people tell me, here's my arguments of why God doesn't exist, why Jesus wasn't who he said he was, why Jesus can't do the things that he claimed to do, or maybe even why what Jesus claimed to do was just reserved for back then in that New Testament era, but it doesn't work now. And I can just smile. I don't have to argue because I have an experience. I know what it is to have my sins forgiven. I know what it is to have my physical body healed because I had an encounter with Jesus. And so, friend, I pray that you know that as well, that you know what it is to have your sins forgiven. You know what your life was like before you met Jesus and what your life is like now. I pray that you have an experience of Jesus having touched your physical body or maybe somebody close to you and bringing about that healing. And now you don't have to argue with skeptics because you're never at the mercy of their argument because you have the experience. You can trust every single word that God has ever said, because Jesus has the proof to back it up. Your experience will never be at the mercy of anybody else's.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.